This is Bill Blauvelt with City Chat. Today I want to talk about the Lady Vesti Victorian Festival. Members of the Superior Chamber of Commerce began planning for the Lady Vesti Victorian Festival more than 30 years ago. The festival and promotion of the community's Victorian heritage was seen as a way to stimulate the local economy following the closure of Superior's two largest plants, the cement plant and the cheese plant. State economic development officials had suggested tourism as a development area the community should consider. Superior had long struggled to find a way to promote the nearby Lovewell Reservoir, which brings thousands of visitors to the area each year. However, it is hard for Superior to promote the lake development as the lake is located in Kansas and the two states find it difficult to promote things in another state. In the 1970s, the tourism directors of both Kansas and Nebraska met in the Superior Express office to discuss the problem. Their solution was to develop a 9-county regional tourism group, which was anchored on the east by Lovewell Lake and on the west by Harlan County Lake. A grant, which paid for the printing of 50,000 brochures, was obtained from the Old West Foundation, and a state artist designed a brochure. Meetings were held throughout the 9 counties, but the effort was not successful, and the brochures were never updated. It was decided a more localized approach was needed, and state officials encouraged Superior business leaders to consider developing a theme that would give Superior an identity. Minden is the Christmas city. Wilbur is the Czech capital of Nebraska. Seward is Nebraska's 4th of July city. Dannebrog is the Danish capital. What, the question was, would identify Superior? More than 30 years earlier, a contest resulted in the selection of the slogan, Superior, Nebraska's Gateway to the South. It was promoted, but people didn't understand the slogan, which emphasized Superior's link to the Santa Fe Railroad. Sometimes it takes a newcomer to see something that's long been overlooked. Dave Autry was that newcomer. He was raised elsewhere, came to Superior to operate an insurance agency, and one day he was sitting in the lobby of the Broadstone Hospital and was surprised to read the dedication plaque written by Willa Cather, a personal friend of Evelyn Broadstone, the original hospital's benefactor. He set out to learn more about the friendship and discovered the Lady Vesti story. Evelyn Broadstone was a member of one of Superior's first families. She was a member of the community's first high school graduation class. At age 41, she was recognized as the world's highest paid woman executive. She married British nobility and became Lady Evelyn Vesti. Evelyn Broadstone's story was to become the cornerstone of Superior's identity and the development of an annual festival. In 1991, Dave Autry became the driving force which led the community down a new path of tourism development. With the assistance of Chamber of Commerce Manager Glenda Thayer and Deb Hansen as project manager, they contacted all of the state community development agencies and asked for help. Soon, ideas started becoming reality. The Nebraska Tourism Department encouraged them every step of the way. In 1991, the first festival was held. The Memorial Day date was selected because it was a time when many former residents returned for the annual high school alumni reunion and other Memorial Day activities. It was also a time when thousands of people were in the area to visit Lovewell Lake. If the weather was cold or rainy, we didn't want those people to go home unhappy. We wanted to provide an alternative activity besides the lake that they could enjoy that weekend. Superior already had a July 4th celebration, and it was not to be replaced by the new festival called the Lady Vesti Festival. The Lady Vesti Festival's plan called for all the residents of Superior to join together to entertain our out-of-area guests. All local residents were encouraged to dress in Victorian costumes, and local seamstress offered to sew the costumes as needed. In the days before the festival, citywide cleanup was sponsored. The City of Superior provided dumpsters the residents could use for free. A garden club was started. Flower beds were planted and maintained in the parks and other areas in town. The idea was to build Superior pride throughout the community and tie that pride to the Lady Vesti Festival. The town needed something positive. We needed an outlook change, and it was decided the Vesti Festival was what was needed. As chairman of the tourism committee, Dave Autry worked tirelessly to make the festival and the related activities a success. The 1992 festival was honored as Nebraska's best festival. In those early years, the festival also received the Nebraska Governor's Travel and Industry Award and the Old West Foundation's Trailblazer Award. Superior's festival was named one of the top three Q125 events. The momentum was rolling. Excitement was building. After first renting the Red Cloud trolley for use with the festival tours, Stan Sheets designed Superior's very own Victorian trolley. Volunteers met at the Superior High School shop to construct the trolley. The trolley was extremely popular, and it was used by various tours throughout the year. Tour scripts were written, volunteer narrators dressed in Victorian costumes, and they directed each tour. Tour buses, two of them, were purchased to supplement the original trolley wagon. People opened their homes for tours, and the visitors poured in. The town was packed for the 3 days of festival events. People movers were rented from the state fair and used to transport people from the perimeter parking lots to the downtown area. More projects blossomed from the original endeavor. The downtown was placed on the National Register of Historic Places. The Nebraska legislature named Superior the Victorian capital of Nebraska. The Lady Vesti story was told throughout the state by Beverly Beavers in association with the Nebraska Humanities Council. The Victorian legacy was embraced. Homes were painted in the colorful Victorian style. New buildings like the public library were built with Victorian features. Older buildings, such as the one which now houses Superior Physical Therapy, were remodeled to emphasize their Victorian features. University of Nebraska architecture students developed concept plans to show how other buildings in Superior could become even more Victorian. Betty Tremaine's book about Lady Vesti was reprinted and made available for purchase. Various brochures were designed and printed to help deliver the Superior message. Ben Sherwood learned about Superior and came here to set his best-selling book, The Man Who Ate the 747, right here in Superior, Nebraska. Readers of the book can identify many local people, places, and events. Festival activities included the Victorian Market, the Food Court, the Parade, home tours, historical tours, the Victorian Tea, melodramas on the auditorium stage, Victorian costume contest, period games like baseball and croquet, antique shows, music, dances, and various historical programs. But amidst all of that, the reason for the holiday was not forgotten. Memorial Day services were held at Evergreen Cemetery and were an integral part of the celebration. A unifying Superior logo was designed, and its use throughout the community was encouraged. One of those uses was for banners on downtown and Bloom Street light poles. Stan Sheets researched and wrote a 3-volume reference history recording the first 100 years of Superior. And now it brings us to 2023, and we are preparing to celebrate the 31st Lady Vesti Victorian Festival. I hope to see you in Superior for the festival.